It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, October 11th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Some bright folks armed with venture capital are plunging into a line of work with one of the worst reputations in all of finance. And that's saying something. LendUp launches this week, the hope to transform so-called payday lending. It'll start with online loans up to $250 for 30 days, the fee $15. LendUp's Jake Rosenberg says the inspiration is microlending, which has worked in very poor parts of the world.
We obviously prefer to be viewed as a microfinance product because we think that there's no comparison between how healthy someone is going to be financially a year from now after starting their first LendUp loan as opposed to going to a corner store and taking out a payday loan. We think they're simply not comparable.
Here's the key. If customers pay back on time, they can get increasingly better deals on future loans from LendUp as they build a track record. And that's where LendUp could make its money. Rosenberg used to work at Zynga, the social media game company, so he's trying to bring some fun to the process through rewards and challenges. The word is gamification.
Some of this comes out of the time that I spent working at Zynga. We offer credit education on the website, and if you were to participate in completing those credit education courses, you would get a discount and another badge. We're trying to use some of those gamification techniques to encourage and promote the right behavior.
Rosenberg is chief technology officer of LendUp. He took the job after the CEO, his stepbrother, plied him with a grilled cheese sandwich. The stepbrother used to work at that pioneer of microlending, the Grameen Bank. And now the dark truth about streaming video on a mobile phone or wireless tablet. Let me just come out and say it. The video stalls, right? Freezes sometimes or dissolves into the cubist version. Today, MIT is starting an outfit dedicated to delivering us from our wireless frustrations. It's called the Center for Wireless Networks and Mobile Computing. Professor Dina Katabi showed me an approach she's working on called Softcast. The results for cleaning up choppy online video of a football game looked impressive. Katabi says it's a crucial problem to solve because wireless is the foundation for everything with the word smart in front of it.
We want that to work well because everything else depends on it.
Right now, mobile video is like a kitchen renovation, where the carpenter, plumber, and tile guy all do their own thing without talking to each other. The new technology would integrate the process so that things like how the radio waves bounce around on the way to your phone or how your phone decodes the signal are less of a free-for-all. The innovations behind Softcast could affect many kinds of devices, from wireless heart pacemakers to self-driving cars, items you really don't want going haywire. Here's MIT's Hari Balakrishnan.
Wireless, more generally, is in many ways a harder problem because the airwaves are shared. Being able to manage this enormous number of devices in a very, very high densities of these devices and being able to make them secure and provide privacy for users, all of these are the themes that our center is going after.
And when will we see remedies like Softcast fixing the jitters on our phones? Katabi answers this way.
So this is exactly why we have the center. We would like to make that time as short as possible. We are getting with our industry partners so that we can see such cool technology move into the industry much faster than it's happening today. Or actually, it's not happening today.
Meantime, if you want smooth video, rent a Blu-ray disc. Or find a rock-solid internet connection, stand perfectly still, and download what you find at marketplacetech.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.